No matter what tool you use for writing on yourself or mistress, you'll need to practice for legibility. I bet you thought I was going to advise you to try and learn to write backwards, and I'm not saying that's not a good practice, but what mistress sees as you display yourself for her can be controlled in your Skype settings. The default on Skype is that what you see will appear backwards, but what your audience, in this case, me, will see, should not be backwards. If this is not the way it appears, I will let you know. Or we can arrange to have a very short technical check before an arranged session, and you'll be able to go into your settings and change it at that time. But I'll repeat, it's not a terrible idea to practice writing backwards a bit, in case one of the things about which I need to humiliate you is your ineptitude with technology. All the same, it can be a bit challenging to write on yourself, no matter how it appears. So you should still practice this, getting used to the awkward placing of your hand, becoming aware of spacing of letters on different parts of the body, etc., especially if you're using lipstick. Once you have your chosen writing utensil, and the means of removing the words if necessary, pick an inconspicuous part of your body and practice writing. Do you have a tiny pee-pee? This is just an example. Practice writing on your thigh, starting at the knee, "not worthy of pussy." Leave enough room for an arrow coming off the end of the word pussy and curving around until the angle on the end of the arrow is right next to said tiny pee-pee. As an aside, a hairless blackboard is a better blackboard, so remove your body hair if it will interfere with mistress's enjoyment of your humiliating graffiti. Body hair removal is actually appropriate for all beta males and other inferiors, so you should probably be hairless anyway. Once you've done your homework, please do share in the comments and tell me about your experience, how you felt, and also how easy it was to master the skills. I look forward to exploring this with you in real time once you've mastered the lesson. Ta-ta! If you'd like to hear more about my kinks and tastes, please feel free to visit my personal blog at sensual-dom.com.